as we turn on to a negative note.
But this is not negative. This is positive. Okay. Because nobody got hurt. Well, a guy got hurt, but it was a good pain. Nobody died. Put it that way.
So suddenly your bar has been lowered to death. So first of all, it's a positive story because no one got hurt. Oh wait, yeah, somebody got hurt. Now it's a positive story because no one died.
Well, this guy learned a lesson. Isn't there some value of that?
Okay,
learning a lesson.
Okay.
Well, this happened Friday, actually, last Friday, just getting the news out. 22-year-old Rashid Garcia of the Bronx, New York, was at home. And he's a guy that, well, he likes to wear his pants down below his buttocks.
But, I hate that.
Underwear hanging out, and he wears them underneath. I don't know how they keep those up.
It's a belt. They put this belt on, and then they walk like a duck.
Yeah.
Idiotic. I've seen people. There's people here that
do
that.
I know. And it's almost like the three-legged race when you have the bags, you're hopping.
Exactly. You might as well just put a gunny sack on your leg.
Exactly. Well, anyway, the house caught fire. Fire was on the first floor. Rashid was on the third. So he had to jump. Well, he got out in the windowsill. And as you can imagine, sticking his rear end back into the window. I mean, you know, imagine how this scenario was. Okay. He's on the edge. He's bent over. Well, the fire caught up with him and burnt his buttocks quite severely. And even the fire chief said if he'd had his pants on right, he wouldn't have gotten burned.
See? Exactly. Charred buns, exactly. I pulled one of those out of the stove last night.
Hot crossed buns, yeah. So there he is, sitting on the ledge with his pants down.
Exactly. The underwear is not going to protect
you.
No. A pair of boxers is not going to protect
you. Your jeans?
But denim, it might.
No. And I get it. There's some
can't
of
find
the
pants that fit.
There's low risers, okay.
Right.
I dressed. Again, the 80s, that's a whole other story. But I mean,
yeah,
we were sanitary at least. I don't need to see you in your underwear.
Right.
I
don't care how clean it is.
Exactly. I just.
And it's not. As soon as you sit down in it, it's not clean.
No, it's not. And again, what if you have, like this guy, have to get out of the house fast?
Right.
Or chased for anything. You can't move. You've tied your legs up.
Exactly.
That's what I, you know, of all the fashion trends, even bell bottoms you could run in.
Right, right.
I mean,
bell bottoms, you could.
Yeah. It sounded funny, but you can move.
Corduroy, you might start a fire.
Well, that's very true. But, again.
Do they make corduroy pants anymore?
Oh, sure. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, it comes back
that.
Every once in a while. You see them in the. You know, for these little skinny guys to wear.
Oh, yeah.
These little twigs. Yeah.
And before anybody says I'm racist, by the way, he was a white guy.
Yeah, I was just...
It was a tall, skinny, white guy. He might have been a crack addict. I don't know. But he was a tall, skinny, white guy.
See, more of the white guys doing it.
Yeah.
You know, it's just... And again, I don't care what music they're listening, what race, color, anything.
Right.
It's just...
Pull your stinking pants
pull
up.
Pull your pants up. It's again... The sanitary thing. I just don't want to see that.